A federal judge has ordered more transparency from the Fire Victims Trust. Joining us on the KSRO Live Line is Will Abrams, a Tubbs Fire victim and utility reform advocate. Thanks so much for talking with us this morning, Will.
Good morning, Michelle.
So you filed a motion. Can you tell us about what prompted that move?
Sure. Victims are still waiting for their payments through the Fire Victim Trust to really rebuild their homes and rebuild their lives. And during this time, our trust has really been positioned to benefit utility investors, Pacific Gas and Electric Corporation, as well as certain attorneys in the case. And there's been a number of things that have happened in the case that really have caused a lot of questions regarding how our money is being spent while we wait for those settlement funds.
So do you think that this decision by the federal judge is going to bring more transparency to the process?
Yes, absolutely. You know, the judge ordered that discovery be provided by September 6th by the Fire Victim Trust. This will include the lobbying activities that they've engaged in, as well as various litigation activities, and how they've gone about selecting professionals. This is going to really provide some valuable insight that victims have not yet had in the process thus far.
Now, in terms of the actual funds that are available, it's an interesting way that they set this trust up because it is dependent on the stock price of PG&E. Are there any concerns? Do you have concerns that the trust may run out of funds?
Yes, absolutely. I think everyone's very concerned about that. Thus far, about $4.5 billion have been released. What was indicated to us when we voted upon the plan was $13.5 billion. And that number really has been counted on by victims to be made whole. And it was really positioned to victims that this was going to be a made whole case, meaning that victims would be provided full cost recovery from the losses from the fires. And right now, they're only paying out a certain amount of folks at 45% of recovery. So it's very hard for people to budget. And these are folks way back to 2015 Butte Fire that are still waiting on their settlements, still waiting on those monies. So it's very hard for them to budget rebuilding a house, very hard for them to budget medical bills. And sadly, folks some folks are dying while waiting for those funds. And really, there's a lot of suffering going on. People are living in trailers. People are living hand to mouth, all while this Fire Victim Trust is really being leveraged in ways that it shouldn't.
Now, there was recently a switch in sort of the leadership here of it. Retired Judge John Trotter, he resigned as the trust administrator. Kathy Yanni is taking over. Are there any concerns that you have in that leadership, or do you think this is a good move?
Well, I'm really concerned regarding the transparency around that leadership change. Justice Trotter never announced his retirement, even though he apparently told this to the Trust Oversight Committee months ago. This is something that he only announced after I filed my motion for trust discovery, and then in turn he resigned rather than come forward with the discovery. And then Kathy Yanni was assigned. Both of whom are judges that were assigned through JAMS and talked a good deal about how they value transparency, but haven't really provided it. They haven't provided even basic questions for victims to really understand what their claim is worth and what they're expecting to be paid and how many claims are still outstanding. Because essentially what we need to know is both the numerator and the denominator. How much are we going to see in the trust to the $13.5 billion level? They've talked about how they're trying to remedy that given the value of the stock, but that hasn't been produced, nor have we understood how many claims are in the process to understand the degree to which anyone will be made whole or paid close to the amount that was promised when we were voting upon the plan.
We appreciate your time this morning. Thank you so much, Will.
Thank you.
That is Will Abrams. He is a Tubbs Fire victim and utility reform advocate.